Hello, everyone. Welcome to a swift, quick version of the Rebel Room postgame edition. Ryan Green, Ray Brewer here to talk about UNLV, South Carolina Upstate. If you can tell us where that is, you'll get a pat on the back. I can tell you where it is because I looked at the game notes. If you can, I'm impressed. But swift and quick because that's pretty much UNLV made swift and quick work of the Spartans tonight. Winning 88-58, improving to 10-1 on the season. I mean, Ray, this was a game that had the potential. I'm not saying for UNLV to lose because they had them outsized, outmanned, all that stuff. But this was a game where UNLV could have regressed a little bit in terms of, your flight to Hawaii is 12 hours away. The bags are literally packed in the locker rooms. This had the potential to be dangerous for them in terms of playing sloppy and playing down a little bit. And UNLV was far from that in the 88-58 win.
Yeah, your classic look ahead to what's coming type of situation. And give UNLV credit. This showed the maturity the team has, showed that maybe this team is as good as advertised. I know a lot of people think that this is a team that's going to go to the NCAA tournament, win a game or two. And they showed tonight that mentally they're going to be there. Oscar Belfield, Kendall Wallace, each hit 4 3-pointers, each have 16 points. Oscar, another great game. I think he had eight assists against Weber State on Thursday. Tonight, 5 assists to go along with those 16 points.
And no turnovers.
And no turnovers. Great game by him. I really think he is a difference maker. When he's on, the team runs that much more smoothly. Trevon Wills didn't play tonight. Could have played if it was probably a little more significant game with the back injury. And UNLV didn't miss a beat. Ryan, what stood out for you other than the fact that they just looked so crisp and smooth in a game where they could have easily not looked as smooth and crisp?
I think it's the fact that those first few minutes of the second half, they looked just as good as they did the first few minutes of the first half. They went into the half with a 50-31 lead, their highest scoring first half of the season, and came out and all they did was build on it. That's all they did was build on it, and they spread the wealth because a lot of the starters didn't play a ton in the second half. 10 different guys played at least 11 minutes tonight, so that's pretty big. You got the walk-ons at the end, the Tyler Normans, Todd Haney's, and Michael Martinez of the world playing 5 minutes. Two of them played 5 minutes, another one played 3. They played a lot at the end, so everybody kind of got in on the act, and it was a really nice win for them. You're not going to brag about beating South Carolina Upstate, but you can brag about the fact, like you said, that you showed some maturity in the process.
Yeah, and it was how they beat them. It was just a good effort by several parts. Matt Shaw looked great. He only played 13 minutes, but 4 of 5 shooting, 9 points. Great effort by him. Chane Stanback, again, another great game. 3 offensive boards, 7 total rebounds. Another great effort. 3 unique plays, Ryan, tonight. Kendall Wallace with 2 4-point plays. That's the swish on the 3 and a little love foul and make the free throw. It's Bryce Masamba going coast to coast.
From midcourt, but half coast to coast, as I put it.
Half coast to coast and making a layup.
Looking very graceful in the process.
Graceful. Looked like Magic Johnson in his heyday with the Lakers. Was awesome. Or was it Anthony Marshall, who was
6'2", 6'3",
blocking South Carolina Upstate's 7'3" center Nick Schneiders? What was more like? Did I just see this for you,
Marshall? And here's the thing: I know we've seen guy like, hey, look at the Gorman game against Finley last week. We see what's his name, John Lloyd, who's probably checking in literally at about what 5'10"?
5'10" on a good day.
Come from behind and block 6 foot whatever Winston Shepherd. Scaling his back to do so and making it look good. This is Anthony Marshall and Nick Schneiders standing face-to-face. No one getting a running start, going up face-to-face on a guy who out-heights him by about 12 inches, probably a good 12 inches, because that kid looks like he's every bit of 7'3", and got it. And maybe he got a little arm, debatable, but he got that ball. And he gave the fans that were still there with a minute 17 left something to be excited about.
Yeah, and that's it's Marshall, freshman, great athlete, never in question. I always felt from the beginning of the season, here's a guy who gets to the basket. gets his shot. Not the world's best shooter tonight, 2 of 11 from the field, but a guy with so much potential and so much athleticism that he's going to be fun watching him develop over the years. I like the Wallace with the 2 4-point plays. I write about that on the site. And for me, that is just, I mean, the ultimate. You know, your shooter, and to get the 4-pointer and to do it twice, what a way to pick up 8 points, as you put in the blog. And we could talk until we're blue in the face about that play, about Anthony Marshall's play, about Bryce's play, about, you know, as good as Oscar looked tonight. Obviously, there's greater pastures ahead, the Hawaii trip. We talked to the fellas after the game, kind of got a little bit for our preview of the trip, and it looks like that they're taking this as a business trip, that they set the tone tonight with the way they played, with the way they were mentally focused to go to Hawaii and win 3 games and win the tournament. Did you get that sense as well?
Definitely, and because, you know, we would have gotten another vibe if it was any other way, if they came out sluggish, but definitely got that vibe, no question.
Will the players be surfing? Will there be suntan lotion? Will there be a luau with some pretty women and some mixed drinks, or will this be basketball?
Well, I hope you're not going to see any mixed drinks, and I'd probably guarantee you that you won't. But, you know, they're looking at this as a business trip. I know it sounds totally cliche to say that, but, you know, they're going to say it, but I think the proof is in the pudding as of right now when you look and see what they did tonight against a team that they easily could have coasted against. Anything but that. And what a good sign for fans this week, seeing UNLV play like this, gradually getting better and better and better in 3 games after that loss to K-State, which they did not take very well. You know, you have a rough first half against Southern Utah, great second half. Then you play really well against Weber State, and then it completely all comes together against South Carolina Upstate. So building up to that tournament, and you know, I know a lot of people criticize the scheduling of UNLV this week, but, you know, hey, you know, I think Lon Cougar knew that that K-State game was not going to be easy for his team. What a way to lick your wounds with 3 tough games in five days, and then, you know, you take a day or two off, you got 3 games in 4 days next week, and you're building up. They're building up to that lull between the end of Hawaii and conference play. If you're 13-1 and you got 12 days off before you go on the road to face BYU in New Mexico, I think you look like a scheduling genius.
And I would agree. And you got to remember that schedule at the beginning of the year: good Southern Illinois team, good UNR team, Louisville, which is always good, Arizona at Arizona.
And not expect those two teams to be where they are right now, basically.
Yeah, and
not really UNLV's fault.
Yeah, and listen, 13-1 if they sweep out in Hawaii, going into league play, I think would be a huge boost. And this is way looking far ahead, but maybe save this comment for later. You go BYU, New Mexico, those first 2 league games. If you split those, you're in great shape, because my theory in league is you win all your home games and try to pick up a few on the road.
Absolutely. Can't say it any better than that.
Well, listen, we got a synergy going, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go in Hawaii without me.
And it's not my choice.
I know a lot of people in the office. Green has got his bags packed, folks. He's.
I do not.
Oh, you don't?
No. Really? I will tomorrow. Okay. I better tomorrow.
You better.
Because that flight's coming up.
Did you got sunscreen?
I think.
Do you need sunscreen?
Probably.
Do you burn easy?
Yeah, no.
No.
I crisp easy. I'm gonna have a nice golden hue to me, golden brown. I'm gonna have a nice caramel tone to me when I come back. You're gonna love it.
Well, folks, Ryan Green is geared up to go to Hawaii. He's gonna give you all very good coverage. It won't only be what's happening on the court. He's got some great plans. I'm looking forward to reading and hearing from you while you're there. UNLV 88, South Carolina Upstate 58. I'm just guessing. I haven't read the release. South Carolina Upstate is in Upstate South Carolina?
Spartansburg. Yes.
Hence,
which is Upstate.
Okay, and that's why they're the Spartans.
Very pretty town from what I hear.
Yes.
Know a couple of people from there, actually.
Do you really?
Yes, oddly enough.
You know people everywhere, honestly.
Sort of. Most places.
You're well-traveled.
So, well-connected.
I've been here my whole life. I only know people in the city.
We're going to branch out.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
All right, Ray. For Ray Brewer, this is Ryan Green. Next time I talk to you, we'll be in Hawaii. Woohoo!
Aloha.
Yes, sir. We'll be in Hawaii Talk to you Tuesday night for the Rebel Room postgame edition. For Ray Brewer, I'm Ryan Green. Bye-bye.